Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am sitting in today from Melody Cedarstrom, who is obviously on Wednesday. She goes out and does other chores, so I try to fill in for her on financial survival. I'm not the expert, she is not a thing, but I do the best I can to get the word out to you on information on what's happening in the world financially and otherwise. So I'm glad you're with us today. I really am. And we're going to bring up a couple minutes. We'll bring up Wendy Wilson, our normal Wednesday guest. It's so interesting to listen to. Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs always has information that is highly informative. And I always enjoy listening to Wednesday. With the Wednesday, Wendy shares her stories. But anyway, let's get started with metals day. Gold was up slightly, 0.6% to $1,818.95. Silver is down 0.07 to $2,071. Silver is struggling. Palladium was up 11.18 to $917.68. I'm sorry, platinum. Palladium was up a good hit, 107.36 to 1957.36. So it did a good job on regain right there. So that's a good thing. Dow Jones Industrial was up 0.06% to 39.97. Nasdaq was down, looks like 0.16% to 11.159. S&P was up, was down 34% to 38.13. Oil, well, about the same, 109.4, so that didn't change a lot. It was about the same. And the USDX is 105.09, up 0.56%. Overseas markets, well, they didn't do too off bad today. The FTSE was down a little bit, about 0.15% to 73.23.41. The DAX was down 13.231. The Nikkei was 27.049, and the Hang Seng was 22.418. So markets are still hanging in, whether you consider that good or bad, a good omen, bad omen. It doesn't make no difference. It's just what it is. And it seems like markets are, although the Dow lost about 6,000 or 7,000, 8,000 points over the last couple of months, it's still hanging in pretty well, I do believe, for the world condition. So, but now is a good time, my friends, to buy precious metals, especially silver. Now is a good time to get it. It hasn't been this low for a while. You need to call Melody and talk to her about this at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Do it while you have a chance, while prices are still down. Now let's talk to Wendy Wilson. Wendy Wilson, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm fine. Didn't mean to stand you up last week, but my internet was down. I couldn't do anything.
I understand. Totally.
Yeah.
I've got a aging computer tower here, as we had a trouble connecting right before your airtime. So I got a new tower. Should arrive any day now.
All right.
But technology at its greatest, right? I thought we'd talk about your thymus gland today. A lot of people don't realize how important your thymus gland is. And that certain treatments can target your thymus gland and put you in really bad positions. So basically, science knows a little bit about the thymus. They've been studying the thymus gland because it is key to your immunity. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I know it's a lot more important than most people ever realize it is. Yes.
Right. Yes. So it's part of it's got a key component to your immune system, and you know, a lot of people get that autoimmune disease, they say, where doctors tell the patients, well, your immune system's gone haywire, and it's attacking you instead of attacking diseases. And so most patients hear from their doctors that it's a genetic thing. So they're blaming it on the person's genetics. But we're going to show you exactly how that's created and where that's actually coming from. Here's a quote now from the National Library of Medicine. They said this in a report on a study talking about the immune system function. They said vaccines have been suspected of playing a role in inducing autoimmune disease for a long time. Although science has not found the direct cause, there are many isolated cases or series of cases of arthritis, vasculitis, central and peripheral nervous system symptoms following vaccination and have been reported. So the role of adjuvants in vaccines has been described by other teams in science and in more general areas that it's creating what is called autoimmune auto-inflammatory syndrome, which is induced by the adjuvants in the vaccines. They say, thus, cases of autoimmune disease triggered by vaccines are highly rare and raise questions about the interactions between vaccines and their adjuvants and the genetic content of autoimmune diseases in general, end of quote. So what you're seeing is this new area of adjuvants and now mRNA vaccines, and science really doesn't know what all the fallout will be, but they're seeing more and more cases of things like autisms in vaccine therapies and also autoimmune diseases where your immune system isn't functioning well. So this new study, this is out of Harvard Medical School, Pastor Butch. It got published in July 7th, 2022, Journal of Cell. They reported on how to teach, they want to teach your immune system how to function better. They say your immune system's great, but we can improve on it. So they say your immune system produces T cells, and those T cells need to learn to discern the difference between the host cells, which would be you, from a disease or an infectious cell. So according to the report, science knew that your thymus gland was involved in the immune system, but they weren't sure how. So what they reported is the thymus gland trains your immune system cells, your T cells, to go and kill what isn't you, you know, the infection, and not attack the cells that are you. So your thymus gland actually teaches your immune system cells how to do that. So the research also is offering science some insights into what they hope to produce immune system therapies for autoimmune disease folks. But my point is, they wouldn't have autoimmune disease if they hadn't been given an injection and a vaccine. So science created that problem. Here's another quote.
This is from Science.
Go ahead. Yeah, Science Daily, June 2022, said the human immune system is a nearly perfect defense mechanism. It provides the body and protects the body from disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens. It detects tumors and eradicates them. It cleans up cellular debris in the site of injury or infection. They say science has known about the general principle underlying a selective ability of the thymus gland and your immune system cells for some time, but exactly how this immune system cell and how they learn to distinguish between host cells and foreign ones was not understood. So basically, in a nutshell, your thymus gland can replicate or mimic different cells. So it can, like, mimic a cell that's your pancreas or your gut system or your liver or your lung tissue. And it can teach the immune system cells, okay, these cells are good. These are friendly cells. We don't want to attack these. But then it can replicate, you know, a pathogen like a virus or a bacteria, and it can teach the immune system cells, this is what you want to kill, this is what you want to get rid of. So there's a whole very complex defense system happening in your thymus gland, okay? And the Harvard research is saying that they've identified a mechanism now that explains how your body's most powerful system of defense is educating your immune system cells to protect you. So I'm going, uh-oh. When they find the linchpin, the key, what does that mean, really, to us?
It means you're going to start monkeying with it and mess it up. That's what I mean.
So the information could be what I call a double-edged sword. And, of course, the research is saying this will help, you know, drug companies make medications for autoimmune issues. However, people would not have that problem if they didn't take a vaccine. Here's a quote from Diane Mathis. She's a professor at Harvard Medical School doing this research. What do you think of this? She says, think of it as having your body recreated in the thymus. That's kind of a creepy statement, if you ask me. I think God created it just fine. You know what I mean?
Leave it alone.
Just leave it alone. So they want to harness the power of your thymus gland is what they want to do. Here is a quote from Daniel Michelson. He's also at Harvard doing the study. He says, our immune system is super powerful. It can kill any cell in our body. It can control any pathogen we encounter. If this power is left unchecked, it can be lethal. So they want to control this power. They do want to control this power. They want to re-educate your T cells through the thymus gland. They want to remove the mystery of how that's done, and they think they have done that. They have found a key protein, Pastor Butch, that is been reported in other studies as well, and the key protein actually manages a lot of this stuff. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the anatomy of the thymus so listeners understand what we're talking about. So your thymus gland is located behind your breastbone, in front of your heart, and between the lungs. And the name of this gland also seems to be kind of a mystery. It's thought to have gotten its name from the ancient Greeks because thymus is the name for cooking herbs, and the gland seems to replicate the shape of a thyme leaf. Now, some experts feel the thymus is tied to other immune glands like your tonsils and your adenoids. And it was the Greek philosopher and surgeon Galen who noticed the thymus gland changed in size as we get older. So it becomes smaller in adults. And we probably want to know why the gland would shrink like that. Well, some of the experts believe it's due to stress. Normally, the gland is larger in children and begins to shrink after the age of 15. But when they did autopsies on infants who died of diphtheria, it showed the thymus gland had shrunk in the kids. So the immune cells that become three distinctive cells when they're in training at the thymus boot camp, there's a cytotoxic T cell, which directly kills infections. That's your killer T cells. Then there are the helper cells that help make the antibodies, and then there's the regulatory T cells. These are your surveillance immune system cells. They kind of float around in the blood system, and they keep a check. They're like, you know, your security guard. So in this California study out of San Francisco, they published a report about immune disease being created with T cells missing a single protein. Did you catch that? So they're saying they can create autoimmune disease by changing a protein cell. So the research was published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine, and it's a single mechanism, they said, that plays a pivotal role involved in autoimmune disease, like, let's say, type 1 diabetes. Now, there are also experts are saying that we see a rise in type 1 diabetes as we increase the number of vaccines and the combination of vaccines with the adjuvants and everything in them. So, and that's considered now an autoimmune disease. So here is what Professor Anderson says at the University of Medicine, California. He says we need to train our focus on the thymus gland where most autoimmune disease is triggered. Okay. So what they found, Pastor Butch, is this protein they have labeled AIRE. It has come up on a number of studies prior to this. They think it's associated with type 1 diabetes. It's linked to vaccine use as well. So what it does is it creates a protein disruption in the thymus, okay, creates a lot of inflammation in there. And what happens is there's a cellular switch, and then the immune system cells that are supposed to get trained in the thymus on what to look for, it gets disrupted. And then all of a sudden you have T cells and stuff attacking you instead of pathogens. And I asked myself, well, what about the COVID serum? How does this work with the COVID serum thing? What happens with these mRNA serums and your thymus gland and your immune system cells overall? Well, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology published their findings December 2021 on the COVID serum. And what it creates, are you ready for this, Pastor Butch? It creates super inflammation in your thymus gland called thymic hyperplasia. So hyperplasia of the thymus, this is a quote from the National Library of Medicine report, hyperplasia of the thymus showed strong association to the immunologic response to the COVID-19 vaccination. Scans showed association to the vaccination occurred in lymph nodes and also in the thymus gland. So it attacks your defenses is what it's doing. Another study also showed up in the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute. It got published in the journal Vaccines, October 2021, and they said this. The thymus gland is a main thymoid organ that regulates the immune system and your endocrine system. Remember that word, endocrine, Pastor Butch. It says the thymus gland generates mature T cells, which contributes to cellular immunity. Inflammation of the thyroid leads to many inflammatory diseases, and the inflammation of the thymus gland leads to deformity of the gland, which cannot produce effective immune system outcomes. It is recommended then to use thymus-boosting therapies. So we're going to destroy your thymus gland, and then we're going to give you more drugs for your thymus gland. Did you catch that?
More money that way. More money that way.
Right. Well, notice they said this COVID-19 attacks the thymus gland, which is your part of your immune system gland network, and also your endocrine system. Now, your endocrine system is controlling reproductive organs, your fertility. So this is why they're saying women especially are going to have problems being fertile when they get these types of treatments.
Wow.
Right? So, under normal circumstances, now the thymus gland assists the immune system to fight infections like COVID viruses. And notice that the research is listing endocrine system, like I said, which will mess with your reproductive system. And this would explain why infertility is a risk when you're taking the COVID-19 serum. And this is not by accident, Pastor Butch.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's amazing. They give us the vaccinations to cause the problems, then they sell us the drugs to fix it, at least treat symptoms.
Well, overall, you know, they've planted these little seeds, these really bombs that are going to go off eventually, and it's going to, you know, shorten people's lives. But in the meantime, they're not going to be able to reproduce. See?
What a coincidence.
Yeah. So, now I'm often asked these questions. Does science know what is going on, or is this an assault with vaccination treatments? Is this on purpose? And these are good questions, and I think, you know, medical science.
It's about our time, Wendy. About our time.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so they could give us a call at Apothecary Herbs to give us a call for a free catalog. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Oh, we're coming out with our new smallpox liquid. It's called Pitcher's Plant, and that should be available next week.
And that will...
It's a herb they used in the 19th century to kill the smallpox virus, and the National Library of Science confirmed that in a study. They said it was very effective and swift at killing the virus.
Wow. That's interesting.
It is.
That's interesting. Well, thank you. And give that number one more time.
866-229-3663. The Power Herbs. Talk soon.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Folks, back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, hey, great prices for all your gold and silver coin needs. No waiting. You get it. Hey, you bank wire us, and you can get your product in just a couple days. So a pretty good deal if you give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom. And, yes, I am joining Butch Paul today. I'm usually off for Wednesday, but decided to... I missed you all, so here I am. Hi, Butch.
You decided to sneak in and make sure I was working is what you did.
Yeah, I know. I have to keep, you know, I have to keep track on you, you know, because it's just, but I do want to say this, you know, we talk a lot about these cryptocurrencies, and now you have altcoins are leading the crypto slide. You have bitcoins bouncing around 20,000 again. And, so these cryptocurrency losses continue to deepen. The popular DeFi tokens such as Solana and Avalanche falling more than sector, the bellwether, which is Bitcoin. You know, there was the collapse of hedge fund, Three Arrows Capital. You have, so it's, you know, it just, how many more trillions of dollars are they going to lose? And, so, go ahead, Butch, take over.
Okay, alrighty. And by the way, folks, update on Dr. Carrie Madej. You remember I mentioned yesterday on the program that she was in a plane crash and is pretty seriously hurt. Her tibia and fibula were broken for sure. Five broken vertebrae. Well, I did text her yesterday and tell her we were praying for her. She did answer with a short voice message saying she's got a long road to recovery, but she's doing okay. So Dr. Carrie is able to return a text by voice and say she's doing okay. We let y'all know that. Because that young lady, in my mind, is a hero, a heroine for what she's trying to do. We're getting some news here. Melody's with us, and I do want to cover this because the Supreme Court, for some reason, has really took a swing to what we call the right. And I mean, you know, the right wing, left wing, to the right. And I don't like to use those words, but, and I'm dubious of it, but it is what it is. Attorney General Ken Paxton says he will defend Texas sodomy law if Supreme Court revisits Lawrence versus Texas. Now, this is huge. The division over the Roe v. Wade is huge. If they would take down the sodomy, the right of sexual deviance to get married, and that's a, yeah, they said the Supreme Court said a right is constitutional law, but the Supreme Court could overthrow that. My job is to defend state law, and I'll continue to do that, Paxton said during Friday in appearance in New Nations on Balance with Leland Verrett. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton last week seemingly expressed support for the Supreme Court potentially overturning past rulings on cases involving LGBTQ community following the downfall of Roe v. Wade on Friday. A separate concurring opinion Friday, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas questioned a number of the High Court's rulings, past rulings, including Obergefell versus Hodges, which established the right of same-sex couples to marry, and Lawrence versus Texas, a 2003 decision in which the court ruled against the state of Texas regarding a 1973 law criminalizing the act of sodomy. So, if the Supreme Court should do this, my goodness, folks, there's going to be a division like you won't believe it, and it has to come. It has to come. There's no way around it. It has to come. The pendulum doesn't swing one way all the time. And it can bring a lot of situations that people just can't even think about. Melody, any comments on that?
No, not at all.
I mean, we're seeing things here happen, Melody, that you expect it to happen over maybe once every 3 or 4 months or 6 months, but this has all happened in the last couple of weeks. Now, Melody mentioned this yesterday, and I got some more news on today. Now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real news. Democrats demand abortion tents in national parks to mass murder American babies on federal land. Senator Pocahontas Warren thinks federal butchery of Native Americans didn't go far enough. Left-wing abortion zealots want to set up abortion tents across America's national parks and red states so that baby murder can continue to be carried out against America's babies in a contradiction to the recent Roe decision rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court. This bizarre, horrific idea would make national parks, where Americans typically bring families to enjoy nature together, a baby butchering factory where people will come to murder their future families and end lives. No doubt the Biden regime will even call it recycling by spreading the gory remains of the butcher babies across the national parks, claiming it's for nitrogen and for trees. This is the Green Movement in a nutshell. How fitting that Senator Elizabeth, also sarcastically known as Pocahontas, seems oblivious to the history of the U.S. federal government butchering Native American men, women, and children on what is now federal land. Apparently, Senator Warren doesn't think the butchery of Native American Indians went far enough. The solution to everything in the minds of Democrats is either more money printing, or mass murder, it seems. And this is the actual tweet from Senator Warren. Carolyn Kitchener, who spoke with Senator Warren. So I spoke with Senator Warren, who suggested the Biden administration establish Planned Parenthood outposts on the edge of national parks. They could put up tents, have trained personnel, and be there to help people who need it. It's time to declare a medical emergency. Folks, this insanity keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. And I promise you, it's going to affect your life in every way possible, in some ways you never thought of. But financially, for sure, folks, it's going to affect your lives. And that's all. And then more than that, but you have to eat. You have to be able to pay your bills. This could be some scary time. Nellie, what would you like to add to that?
Well, you know, it really is amazing when you look at the some of these states and some of these Democratic politicians. It's like, why do they really have, I don't know the old saying, I think I got it correct, their panties in an uproar. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Most of the states, to where they all live anyway, have some of the strongest abortion laws, you know, for support, abortion support. Like New York and California and Oregon. I mean, some of these states, these very liberal states, they're not going to miss a beat. So, again, it comes back. They're just using this situation to promote their elections that are coming up, saying how terrible this is, and they're going to do this, and they're going to open up abortion clinics on federal land, and money's going to be giving to these people so they can travel with it. I mean, it's just like, you got to be kidding me. What really changed? What changed is it's not supported by the federal government anymore. It's back to the states. It's up to the state's citizens, the people who live in that state, to decide what type of state they want to live in. So again, it's just more division that's being used. And it's, they're disgusting.
You're right. By the way, I think it's panties in a bunch or panties in a twist, one or the other. Well, I think that's what it goes.
But I like uproar.
You were close. But and if they would overturn the homosexual law rules on marriage, that would be another uproar coming on. Another one. And I'm not saying it needs to be done. It truly does. But it's going to hurt. You know, it's kind of like trying to put... You've heard that story about Pandora's box, right?
I don't think they'll reverse that one.
Well, we'll see.
They
Thomas
won't.
Thomas mentioned it, so...
Hmm?
Thomas mentioned it, so I don't know. But we'll see.
And what they've done to that poor man...
Oh, yes.
Calling him every name in the book.
Yes.
Racist.
Yes.
Calling him an angry man. Old Miss Hillary Clinton, she's out there saying, well, as long as I've known him, he's been an angry man. It's like, who are these people? And who are the people that follow them? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, you've heard those saying, birds of a feather flock together, twisted minds like twisted minds. That's all I can say.
I know. But the confusing part, Butch, is I know some of those confusing minds. And they're, I just don't understand how they can think this way, because they're not that type of person. But yet they follow along those guidelines. And it's just like, I just want to shake them. Can't you see?
Yeah, don't
you understand what you're saying and what you believe in? I stayed quiet today. There was a Ukraine came up in a conversation. And it's like, well, you know what? You know, we're giving $500 million more after what the, you know, 4.5 or 5 or whatever billions of dollars we've already given them. You have NATO accepting two of the European nations into the into NATO. It's just like, and people just, and I, Butch, I can't imagine if we had war in this country and people lost their homes and were, you know, and I get that part. I mean, it's in today's age, you just wouldn't think something like this would happen. However, if you look at what we did to Iraq, if you look to what we did to Lebanon? If you look to what we do some of these other countries, how we ruin them financially by look what we've done to Venezuela and some of these other countries. We just didn't use the missiles. We used financial weapons. People can't see any of that.
No.
They can only see the hardships of those people. And it's like they don't want to know why. Do I like Putin? No. Do I think he's right in doing this? Not in my view, but I understand it. I can see why. I can, you know, not appreciate, but I understand propaganda too. And I understand a lot of things that people just refuse to believe it's happening. And I guess they refuse to believe it's happening is because then it ruins their world.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It shows that the world really is an ugly place.
You know, when you think of America as always a good guy wearing the white hat and you find out it's not true,
that
rattles you a little bit. It didn't me when I first found out. It did. When I found out about Vietnam, some years after I got out, it really made me angry. It hurt me. But the more I dug into different things, the more I dug into past wars, I realized that we were conned into the wars. I mean, Randy Weaver incident also started opening my eyes and all these things. And, of course, David Koresh, I started looking into it and seeing this is not what everybody claims it to be on the news media. And really, when I forgot the news media is lying to me 99% of the time, I kind of quit watching news media, or at least not paying much attention to what it says or comparing to the truth. And that's when you start getting in trouble with your friends, because they watch ABC, CBS, all them, and that's all they see. That's the Bible of them, really. When you start questioning by looking at different points of view and different facts, you shake their world. They don't like that. They don't like it. It's easier. Easier to go to bed thinking that we're the good guys.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, you know, and again, I brought this up yesterday. 53 people died.
Mm-hmm.
103 degree heat. And that's outside the truck, not inside the truck. If it was 103 outside, I guarantee you it was probably 130, 140 degrees inside. The alleged truck driver is supposedly high on meth. I don't know.
And he tried to run. He tried to run, but they caught him.
Yeah. And yet, what do you hear from the Democrats on this? You had a couple of border patrol men on horses that were trying to control their horses. People maybe got in the way, maybe they didn't, but they were definitely not whipping the people. And yet you would have thought that these men on these horses that were just trying to gather some, contain some, get things in order, you would have thought that they murdered 150,000 people.
Sure. Sure.
But here you have the President of the United States that truly is guilty. And this is just 53 that have died. There's many more that have died. And the amount of drugs that are coming over. It's just... And they say the border is closed.
Well, you know, the story is read today that sounds awful. They use steak seasoning to cover the smell of the dead bodies. I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real.
I can't imagine what the stench was when they opened that butch.
I don't know if you've been around dead bodies or not, Melody, but I have, and burnt bodies. That's about the worst in the world. Mm. I can't explain it. No one even tried to explain it. But it's really, really bad. But that's the Democrats as a whole are absolutely hypocrites to the nth degree. And so are most Republicans, to tell you the truth. But Democrats are worse in some areas. That's all there's to it.
They're the most obvious.
Yes, yes.
They're proud of it.
Yes. I agree. I totally agree. It's where we are today. But we have a nation that's kind of lost their conscience. The Bible said that swallow a camel and strain it on that. In other words, we'll tolerate the big evils, but we'll cry aloud about the little things. Like you said, the horse incident, supposedly whipping up. So what if they did take the reins and smack those people, get them back across the river? That didn't hurt them. That didn't kill them. That wouldn't harm anybody.
But the point was they weren't doing that.
No, they weren't doing it. I know
they weren't doing it. But they weren't doing it.
And they were straining in that there and trying to make something big out of it while they're tolerating 53 people swallowing a camel dying in the back of a truck. They don't talk about that.
They don't talk about that.
The men on horseback. So there you go. They swallow a camel and strain their net. That's what they're doing. They're making a mountain of a molehill and ignoring the mountain.
Yeah. And it's even the Uvalde. Where's their outrage for that? Look what they did to George Floyd. Look at all the commotion that was created for him. And yet you have children who were killed because the police officers didn't go in for over an hour.
Freaking shot.
Where is that outrage?
I agree. Totally agree.
Here's mine. I'm outraged because we're heading into a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. I think it's your turn, Butch.
All right, we can do something. Mm-hmm. This first one, when I read the headline, I thought, really? Analysts accuse Bed Bath & Beyond of turning off their air conditioning in stores to save money as sales plummet. Okay? This is how CNN Business. Retailers typically want their sales numbers to be red and hot, not their customers. But Bed Bath & Beyond is reportedly dealing with cool momentum and heated customers at their stores. A new report from Bank of America claims that the company has cut air conditioning in an effort to quickly lower expenses to make up for the slump in sales. Bed Bath & Beyond told CNN, any changes in store temperature guidelines did not come from corporate. We've been contacted about this report, and to be clear, no Bed Bath & Beyond stores were directed to adjust their air conditioning, and there have been no corporate policy changes in regard to utilities usage. Still, analysts at Bank of America who have conducted store visits report mounting concerns, including labor hours that have been meaningfully cut, scaled back utilities, reduced store operating hours, and canceled remodeling projects. Rewards programs also have been scaled back and replaced. The analysts expect Bed Bath & Beyond management will soon announce more store closures and halt openings of its Bye Bye Baby stores. BUI, Bye Bye Baby stores. So Bed Bath & Beyond, I know that's Zoe Ben Marsh's one of my favorite stores to go through and this look through. She's enjoyed that. But I guess they're struggling too, like a lot of businesses. And let's face it, Bed Bath & Beyond usually has items that are not always a necessity and generally a little more high priced, if you know what I'm saying.
I think they're very high priced.
Yes.
But it's kind of like, you know, anything that you're looking for, it's all in one location.
Yep.
You know, so all your little kitchen gadgets and things like that. So, you know, they did have a thing. But, yeah, I mean, they have to compete. You know, and they do sales, special sales and things like that. But I think also with the supply chain, their merchandise that they don't have as much as they used to have. You're seeing more, you know, bigger aisles because they're taking away various sections where they used to display items. And that has put a damper on things also. I used to go in there periodically, but since they don't have the things anymore, I don't. Not the heat. But.
And I'll share this story very quickly because I just talked to my producer for our ministry, Phil Hudock. You know Phil Hudock, I'm sure.
I do.
Super good guy. He used to work at Kroger's back in the 40-some years ago when he was still in college, in high school. And he talked to one of the bosses in the store, clear back in those days, over four decades ago. And this gentleman showed him on paper how Kroger's gouges poor people. Folks, this is for real. Phil Hudock would tell you the truth. I promise you that. The stores were in poor communities. The prices, I think, are like 40% higher, but they were a lot higher than other stores in the affluent communities. And he said the reason is the poor communities most users don't have enough transportation to go shop other places. So they shop locally because they ride the buses or walk to the store. So the prices are raised because they can't go anywhere else. But the affluent stores, they can afford to drive somewhere else and buy better prices. So they gouge the poor, Melody, because they could. It's been 40 some years ago. I wonder if that changed today.
No, but what it is kind of, I see that in the gold dealers online.
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
You have coins 1 to 9, 10 to 19. Those people pay more, and not just a little more. I get that if you're only buying one. Yeah, if they need to charge, a little bit more, I don't have a problem with that. But they charge a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Yep. To where they're gouging the little guy. They're gouging the little people. And I don't mean to say little people, but the little buyer. The guy who doesn't have as much funds. And that's wrong.
It is wrong. But apparently it's nothing new, but it is wrong. And business owners are starting to get a little, a little bit discouraged. Optimism among U.S. business leaders drops to new low amid rising inflation, supply issues, and labor shortages. Optimism among business leaders regarding the outlook of the U.S. economy has drastically declined in the past year, according to J.P. Morgan's 2022 Business Leaders Outlook Pulse released Monday. More than 1,500 mid-sized business leaders participated in the survey, which was conducted between May 25th and June 10th, across executives of mid-sized companies in the United States. They have an annual revenue between $20 million and $500 million. It found that just 1 in 5 business leaders, or 19%, said they were optimistic about the national economy for the year ahead, representing the lowest percentage record recorded in 12 years of the survey had been conducted by J.P. Morgan. That figure is down significantly, 75% from 1 year ago. 75% from a year ago. And folks, you can certainly understand why. Amid the decline in optimism, the survey showed that pessimism around the national economy jumped to 51% from 10% a year ago amid soaring inflation, interest rates, and ongoing supply chain issues and labor shortages. Among the surveyed, 99% reported that their costs of doing business have increased in the past year, with 71% stating that their top challenge is rising costs, including inflation. Labor issues, including recruiting, hiring, and retaining employees, and labor shortages came in at a 70%, while 86% of the respondents said they believe inflation is worse than it was 6 months ago, along with interest rates at 65%. So businesses are struggling. They are truly struggling, folks. I'm talking about all businesses I've talked to, business owners I have talked to. That goes from local community businesses to car dealerships to others. They're struggling right now. People are just trying to spend the money because they don't have it. They don't have it to spend. I can't imagine, unless I was a lot more better off than anybody right now financially, going out and trying to purchase another car and make payments for the next 3 or 4 years or 5 years. Some of them do 6, 7 years of $500 and up. I can't imagine that. I just can't see that. And there's no way I would do that. But that's why things are slowing down. People don't have the money to go in debt. And the ones who live off of you and I, I'll call them welfare cases, may have some extra money once in a while. But it's tightly for them, too, because they got to pay the same price as we do. This is where we are. Any comments, Melody?
No, not a no.
Inflation hits July 4 cookouts with food prices up as much as 36%. 36%. Wow. Add 4th July cookouts to the list of what Americans will pay more for this year. A lot more. Ground beef prices are up 36% from a year ago, while chicken breast gained by a third, according to a survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Overall, revelers can expect to spend 17% more on food for a barbecue, making the biggest increase since the lobbying organization been tracking data a decade ago. Pay more for burgers and lemonade, up 22%, hits just as one measure of U.S. consumer sentiment fell to an all-time low. How that will impact spending remains to be seen. The shoppers did not pull back in May, and there are more predictions of a looming recession. However, not all foods in the survey saw big jumps in price. The strawberries sank 16%, and sliced cheese fell 13%. Wonder how much it went up before it fell, though. That's the point. How much did it go up before the price had dropped? Maybe it went up high enough, the price had dropped, it didn't go back down where it was. That's usually the way to count it, folks. It sure came down, but how high was it before it came down? That's, I think, it's a very fair question. It's like gas goes up to $5 a gallon. Well, it dropped back down to $4.87. Okay, well, that's great. It went down. But compared to what it was a year ago, how much is it down? We got to quit being tricked by these figures. These guys know how to do it, and they know how to do it well. Incumbents not building.
No, but, you know, you're talking about inflation, and I read today, I think it was from Bloomberg, about, you know, the... And Ukraine does play a very important part with the that they were, you know, had a region in there that was known as the world's breadbasket. And so it did send a lot of the crops futures to near record highs. And we have these stockpiles are extremely tight. You have countries that aren't exporting any more of their food and so forth. And this article was talking about that the markets have really have calmed a little bit on optimism that the producers like Australia and the U.S. will reap harvests long enough to help replenish the reserves. But in order to keep food inflation at bay, every bushel of U.S. acre will need to see maximum yield potential, and every bushel of grain will count. U.S. production will play an important role this year in stabilizing markets, and any bad news will push prices up on the world markets. And yet, when you look at what's happening with the weather, you have North Dakota. It provides crucial export supplies for terminals along the West Coast, is the epicenter of U.S. planting woes. The Midwest, they've had so much rain. There's areas with drought. And these farmers are saying, we know the expense with fertilizer and everything, that they're just not where they need to be at this point in time in order to do that. So my point is, you're not going to see price food inflation drop anytime sooner, because we can't, certainly not going to, you know, to have Australia pick up the pieces. I mean, how much can they? You know, but the U.S. Could help, but not with the problems the farmers are facing. So, again, I wouldn't see prices change to the low side in the any near future.
I know. I don't see it happen. As a matter of fact, I think this fall, when we see what we think is going to be a harvest come in, these countries may be fooled that we don't have that much.
Not going to have that much.
And it's going to hit us, too. And this is something that I know it isn't pleasant to think about, folks, but we need to quit trying to make everything look better than what it is and realize where we are. This is not looking good.
But the sad thing is, Butch, we should probably do what some of those other nations have done, is let's worry about the people here first.
I agree.
Let's feed us and make sure we have food that is affordable. Yes, I know there's a lot of people in the world that are less fortunate, and they are hungry, and yes, babies are starving and everything else. We can't help. I mean, I learned that a long time ago. You can't help anybody until you're healthy at home.
I totally agree. Wholeheartedly agree with that, because that's just the way it is.
It's just life.
Just the way it is.
Just the way it is.
So article here said, let's take out more produce swapping, how inflation is altering people's behavior. Americans are suffering from sticker shock. I want to tell you this. I bought two tomatoes yesterday, Melody. They just got come in the truck. They were, you know, they're fresh tomatoes. $1.50 each. $3, $2.95.
I better go water my tomato plants.
But I mean, $1.50 each for a tomato. But anyway, with inflation running at 8.6%, it's the fastest pace in 40 years. People are balking at the rising costs, everything from groceries to gas. And folks, it's much higher than 8.6%. Believe me. In May 2021, the average price of a dozen eggs was $1.60. A year later, it was $2.80, an increase of 75%. Ground beef was up 13% per pound. A gallon of whole milk cost one-fifth more. Overall, groceries were 12% higher last month than they were a year earlier, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was the largest year-over-year increase since 1979. At the same time, the average driver was paying nearly $275 a month at the pump, up from 167 in June 2021. When the gallon of gas is 307, according to Kelley Blue Book's calculations. Rents too are escalating. The median monthly rent was nearly $1,850 Melody in May, according to Realtor.com, up 26% from 2019 before the pandemic. Almost $1,900 a month, the median rate for rent. Wow. Wow. I think you could buy a house for that. Gee, that's a lot of money for rent. I mean, we're talking about, what, $24,000 a year for rent? Think about that. A lot of folks don't make much more than that. Comments, Melody?
No.
I mean, it's really a sad situation. We're going out of time, but I do want to share this one. Biblical insect swarms spur Oregon poos to fight pests. Driving down a windy canyon road in northern Oregon rangeland, Jordan Malley and April Arnott are on the lookout for Mormon crickets, giant insects that can ravage crops. There's one right there, Arnott says. They're not hard to spot. The insects, which can grow larger than 2 inches, blot the asphalt. Mormon crickets are not new to Oregon. Native to Western North America, their name dates back to the 1800s when they ruined the fields of Mormon settlers in Utah. But amidst drought and warming temperature conditions favored by the insects, outbreaks across the west have worsened. It's part of a larger effort by the state and federal authorities in the U.S. West to deal with an explosion of grasshoppers and Mormon crickets that has hit from Montana to Nevada. But some environmental groups oppose the program, which rely on the aerial spraying of pesticides across large swaths of land. On the highways, once you get them killed, then the rest of them come, he explained. Mormon crickets are cannibalistic and will feast on each other, dead or alive, if not saturated with protein. The insects, which are not true crickets but yield shield-backed katydids, are flightless, but they can travel at least a quarter mile a day, according to Molly. 2 inches long, Melody, and they're big around also, but they eat each other. And if you kill them, they eat the dead bodies. If they have nothing else to eat, they'll eat the dead bodies. That sounds kind of yucky to me. Any comments on that one?
No, we've got little tadpoles, little froggies, millions of them floating around here. But anyway, that's a story for another day, and we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.